TASA's council rescinded Resolution 0265-2025 during their council meeting on July 8, regarding a motion to apply for a grant to make improvements to the TASA's Recreation Center. Initially, the council moved the motion to apply for the grant as part of the village's capital infrastructure project application. Under the community charter, the mayor of TASA's has the authority to bring a matter that the council has previously voted on back to the table for reconsideration. This does not require the council's approval, as long as it occurs within 30 days. The resolution under consideration was passed on June 25 during a special council meeting. Of course, I'm always in favor of improvements to the recreation center. We know how sorely needed it is, said Mayor Martin Davis. The problem for me is that we have one shot at getting this grant for whatever we purpose it for. There's several proposals in the report, but we've applied 3 times in my past few terms for this grant for the recreation center. We know what needs to happen there, but the provincial government, generally speaking, is not in the habit of giving out money for repairing recreation centers. That's expected to be a service that we're responsible for. Davis expressed that the village could look at other ways to get money for the upgrades to the recreation center, including potentially drawing money from a reserve. However, he did acknowledge that they were unlikely to come up with $3 million that way, which is what was asked for to upgrade the center in the past. The money in the rec center reserve at the end of 2024 was $179,000. His concern regarding the grant is that it will be turned down a fourth time if it goes forth for the recreation center, therefore losing an opportunity for getting a grant for something which the village would be more likely to get approved for. That's why I'm asking for a motion to rescind this resolution. Count. Ryan Moore said he's beaten this subject to death, and Davis knew exactly where he stood on the subject. We have to make it a priority before it's not available to be made a priority. Next year, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, if we lose the rec center, the roads, the sewers, and the water, will may still be a priority. No matter what, said Moore, who seconded Resolution 0265-2025. I do understand what you are saying, but I had very good reasons for my decision. Davis said he understood and sympathized with Moore's position, and agreed that he would like to see the TASA's Recreation Center stay open, but reiterated his belief that the grant application would not be accepted. Like I said, we tried before a few times and generally they don't like to pay money to maintain public infrastructure that's really incumbent on the community, said Davis. Well, by your own statement, then public infrastructure would include sewer, roads and water, cut in more. At this point, Count. Sarah Fowler joined the conversation, saying sewer, roads and water are core assets, which the village would be unlikely to sell to anyone. She said they could sell the recreation center, which she called unfortunate to think about. She spoke about a lack of examples on private entities owning public assets, such as libraries or recreation centers, but said no company would touch sewers with a 10-foot pole. That's my take on it, she said. If the sewer system fails, the rec center is nothing, and so is your house, so is my house, and so is everybody else's. Hopefully, we can understand the hierarchy of needs, and I, unfortunately, have to say that the way these grants have often been denied in the past. I just see how to bet on a losing pony means that you lost the race. Davis said the village is spending money on the center, he just didn't know how much in the last year, but it was a substantial amount fixing systems, but that when it comes to big ticket things like the building's structure, it will take more than they can provide. Count. Brenda Lenahan said she was personally very heartened by the council's support of the center during the resolution's passing on June 25th, but was now concerned about the chances of getting the grant. She was open to changing the application to something else, but was leaning away from a sewer project. Instead, she suggested roads. However, she said that the rec center was very important to the village's economic development and growth. It's essential, she said, before asking the council to commit to making improvements there despite knowing they were not voting on it. The fact is, we're allowing it to deteriorate to the point where we could be creating other issues because we don't know what's happening behind some of that siding. It also looks terrible, and I think there are things that we could do that aren't $3 million if we put our minds to it. We could find money elsewhere. We could make accessibility improvements. We could make facade improvements, and we could fix some of the issues there without having to go for $3 million and also without having to necessarily commit this grant to it. At this, the council voted, and the motion to rescind the resolution passed. Council discussed using the grant for sewer and road improvements.